Hello, everyone.
大家好。
I am your friend and brother.
我是你们的朋友，也是你们的弟兄。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, in these moments, we ask that you speak to our hearts.
天父，我们随时的帮助者，求你来，真的是与我们同在。
That we would learn from you just how much you love us.
我们今天能够知道你有多么爱我们。
And as we learn that, that our lives would be different.
当我们知道这个事实的时候，我们的生活能够不一样。
This truth will give us joy.
这个真相能够给我们带来喜乐。
And peace.
平安。
And a respect for other people.
以及对其他人的。
It is funny to me.
这张幻灯片呢，是一个更加可笑的一个关于一个预言的一个事情。
I made a mistake on the slide.
我在这张幻灯片上有发了一个错误。
1666 should read 1806.
这个年份1666年应该是1807年。
In 1806, a domesticated hen in Leeds, England, appeared to lay eggs inscribed with the message, "Christ is coming."
在1806年呢，在英国利兹这个地方呢，有一只家养的母鸡，它好像看起来好像它一直在这个孵出这样的鸡蛋，而且鸡蛋上呢会印着一些信息说基督要来了。
Great numbers of people reportedly visit the hen and began to despair of the coming judgment day.
然后很多人呢都慕名而来，就蜂拥而至，要来看一看这只母鸡。然后他们看完了之后呢，都觉得生无可恋，觉得这个审判之日要来临了。
It was soon discovered, however, that the eggs were not, in fact, prophetic messages, but the work of their owner, who had been writing on the eggs in corrosive ink, and believe it or not, reinserting them into the poor hen's body.
然后很快呢就发现这个其实是一个恶作剧，这些孵出来鸡蛋呢不是真的一个预言性的一个信息，乃是这个母鸡的它的拥有者，他其实试图一开始用腐蚀性的那个墨水在鸡蛋上写着这样的信息，然后而且他非常残忍的将这些鸡蛋再次去插入到母鸡里面，让它好像会生出鸡蛋出来。
In many Christian liturgies, we proclaim, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
在很多基督教当中的这个礼仪仪式当中呢，很多基督徒都宣告基督死了，基督复活了，基督还要第二次再来。
This is the good news of the gospel.
这个就是福音的好消息。
You have likely heard many pastors and teachers encourage you to read and know the scriptures.
相信你听过很多的牧师这种传道人教师鼓励你去多多的读圣经，了解圣经。
The word is a lamp for your feet and a light for your path.
所以神的话是你脚前的灯，路上的光。
It is the bread of life.
它是生命之粮。
Jesus taught with authority about this subject of the end times.
而且耶稣他是非常有权柄的来教导关于末日的信息。
We've heard many sermons on the death and resurrection of Jesus, but a recent survey revealed that prophecy and the return of Jesus is not widely preached in the church today.
我们可能听过很多关于死亡和复活，关于耶稣死亡和复活的这种正道，但是最近的一些调查研究显示，关于预言以及耶稣第二次再来的这个信息，好像在今天的教会当中被传讲的越来越少了。
With so many failed attempts to predict the timing of his return over the last 2,000 years, many have grown disinterested in this truth.
我们之前讲了很多关于这种假的预言，因为有这么多前车之鉴，而这么多假的预言耶稣第二次到底什么时候再来，在过去的这2000年，所以今天的我们可能已经对这个耶稣再来这个真相可能已经不感兴趣了。
But truth ignored does not lead to favorable outcomes.
但是我们这些忽视的真相呢，并不能带来一些好像比较看起来比较好的一个结果。
Okay,
Year
you're starting the
2020,
journey today.
Documentary was released entitled Before the Wrath that caught our attention.
在2020年，一个纪录片叫做《在愤怒之前》上映了，而且这个纪录片深深地抓住了我们的注意力。
The movie explored how new archaeological findings have revealed something of the Galilean culture that my wife and I were not aware of.
这个电影呢，或者说是纪录片呢，它探索了一些新的考古学的发现，如何揭示了加利利文化当中一些文化的一些信息。这些信息呢，是我和我的太太以前所不知道的。
The documentary focused on why Jesus was returning.
所以这个纪录片呢，它的侧重点在为什么耶稣要再来。
What a Galilean betrothal and wedding looked like.
然后一个加利利的订婚和他的一个婚礼看起来是什么样子。
And how Jesus used these customs, which were very familiar to his audience, to teach about the kingdom of God.
还有就是当时耶稣如何用这种人们非常熟悉的，特别是他所教导这些受众所熟悉的这些风俗习惯来教导关于神国的事情。
Our hope is that what you hear and learn today will build you up in the faith and encourage you.
所以我的希望是今天你们所在这里所听到的，所了解到的，能够在信仰上更多的能够建造你们，能够给你们更多的鼓励。
Here's what we learned. In the Galilean culture, it was customary for the father of the bridegroom to draw up a covenant document and to give a sum of money to the bride's family for her hand in marriage.
所以这就是我们今天需要去了解的。在加利利文化当中呢，是一个习俗，让这个左上边这个图所显示的是一个新郎的父亲，他会起草一份婚约，一个盟约，然后而且下面这个图他会给一些礼金给这个新娘的家庭，然后目的是表示要娶她，有点像其实就是求婚。
The money the Galilean father gave wasn't so much to pay for the bride as it was provision for the bride should anything happen to her husband.
这个所给的礼金呢，其实不是太大的数额。不是说万一这个新郎发生什么事情，好像给这个新娘的一个抚恤金，并不是那么多。
Here is how that custom applies to us today.
所以我们可以运用当时的这个风俗习惯呢，跟我们的今天相联系。
When we take the Lord's Supper, we remember the new covenant established through the blood of Jesus.
当我们去纪念去享用主的晚餐的时候，我们能够想起记得那个通过耶稣的血所建立的新约。
The scriptures declare that this was how God demonstrated his love towards us while we were yet sinners.
所以圣经呢宣告了耶稣流出宝血，这就是神通过这个方式来彰显他对我们的爱，当我们仍然是不认识他还是罪人的时候。
This covenant was drawn up by God the Father, and we were secured for a price.
那样的约呢，新约呢，就是由神来起草，并且我们其实是耶稣为我们付上代价。
Listen to what the scriptures have to say about the new covenant the Father established by giving His Son for us.
听听圣经是怎么描述这个新约天父来通过他的儿子为我们舍了，来建立这样的一个新约。
If you have your Bible, it's in Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28.
我们一起来看一下马太福音26章26到29节。我给大家读一下马太福音26章26到29。
Okay.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就拨开递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。”
The last verse once more is: "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
这个。当时可以看到这个刚读的这个经文当中有说到，这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
In Galilee, the covenant and payment were made publicly at the city gate.
在加利利文化当中呢，刚刚我们看到这样的一个婚约，还有这样的礼金所就是所给予的这个一个仪式，整个过程呢是在城市的门口，在城门口所举行的，所以是在众人的眼睛之下所进行的。
Everyone in the city was invited to witness this proposal.
所以城中的每一个人都被邀请来见证这样的求婚。
Jesus was crucified publicly at a place called Golgotha in view of everyone who passed by.
同样的，耶稣当时也是在众人众目睽睽之下被钉，被钉的地方是各个他，也叫骷髅地，是在每一个经过那个地方的人都可以见证到的。
If your Bible is still open, you can turn to Matthew 27, verses 38 through 41.
如果你的圣经还打开的话，我们接下来看一下马太福音27章38到41节。马太福音27章38到41节。当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。从那里经过的人讥诮他，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。”祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他。
The custom in Galilee, back to the wedding proposal, was once a covenant was read and the funds were handed over.The bridegroom would offer a cup of wine to the prospective bride.
所以再回到我们刚刚说的加利利文化这个求婚的这个仪式，当这个新郎的父亲这个婚约已经念完了，并且给出这样的礼金，然后这个新郎就会倒一杯葡萄汁递给他所想娶的新娘。
The bride then had the choice to refuse the cup or to receive it.
然后这个女子呢，她有这样的选择权，她可以拒绝这个杯，也可以接受这个杯。
When she decided to receive it, a year of preparations began.
所以如果当她做出这样的决定要去接受这个杯的话，那接下来的一年就是他们彼此双方准备的时间。
Then the bridegroom says, "You are now consecrated to me, and I will not drink of this cup again until I drink it anew with you."In my father's house.
然后这个新郎就会宣告说，你现在已经被圣洁，被洗净，归于我。我从此以后再也不喝这杯，直到我和你在我父的家里喝新的。
In receiving the cup of salvation that the Lord offers to us, we are consecrated to him.
当我们接受耶稣救赎我们所立的这杯的时候，我们就被洗净归于他。
Jesus also spoke of not drinking this cup again when he initiated this practice.
耶稣当时也宣告了，也说到他从此不再喝这杯，直到他再次和我们在天父的家里再次喝着新的。
Here's what the scriptures have to say if you flip back to Matthew 26.Verses 27 through 29.
我们再来听一听圣经当中马太福音26章27到29是怎么说的。马太福音26章27到29节。又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
I had not understood what Jesus meant when he said that until I saw this documentary.
在我看刚刚所说的这个纪录片在愤怒之前，这部纪录片之前，我其实不是完全明白耶稣所说的这些话。
The Galilean bridegroom doesn't see his bride for a year after this proposal, and he goes to build a room onto his father's home for them to live in.
所以在加利利的文化当中呢，这个加利利的新郎呢，在订婚刚才那个订婚仪式之后的一年之内，他不会见他的新娘。他所做的就是他要去在他 他父亲的家里建造一个房间一个地方以后他们可以在那里生活。
Jesus is the bridegroom and the church is the bride of Christ.
耶稣就是我们的新郎教会教会当中的每一个人就是耶稣的新娘。
Jesus is speaking to the church.
耶稣对教会当中每一个人说话。
Believers.
就是相信耶稣的人。
When he speaks of preparing a place for us and coming back to have us live with him eternally.
所以当他说起他去要我们为我们预备地方他还要再来接我们去和他永远的同在。
We sang about this in the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
我们常常是不是在心里真实的相信真实的有这样的相信。
I'm sorry. Okay. Here, in John 14, verses 1 through 3, how Jesus speaks of his father's house and the rooms that he's preparing for us.
如果你有圣经，我们可以一起翻到约翰福音14章1到3节。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神，也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去，原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
That is good news.
那就是好消息。
The Galilean bride also spends a year preparing her wedding gown and staying pure for the big day.
那加利利的新娘呢？她也花一年的时间准备她的婚纱，并且在这一年当中，她要保持她的圣洁直到那结婚之日。
As God's holy people, the bride of Christ,
作为神的选民，圣洁的选民，耶稣基督的新娘。
We are called to holy living in preparation for that day when we will see him because we belong to him.
我们被呼召过圣洁的生活是为了为那一天耶稣再来接我们那天做预备因为我们属于他。
We do this because we love him.
我们这么做是因为我们爱他。
And we long to be with him eternally.
渴望与他永恒的同在。
Listen to how this Scriptures speak of the culmination of all things.
听听圣经当中如何来描绘这个高潮。
At the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, hear the words of verses 6 through 8.
如果你有圣经，请翻到启示录十九章六到八节。这里说到，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说。哈利路亚因为主我们的神全能者作王了我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了新妇也自己准备好了就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
In our culture, we are used to setting a wedding date, but this was not the case in Galilee.
在我们今天的文化当中，我们可能已经习惯了我们自己来设立一个结婚之日哪一天那个日子，但是这呢并不是加利利的文化。
The father of the bridegroom decides when the time is right.
在加利利文化当中呢，这个新郎的父亲决定那个时辰是什么时候。
The bridegroom and the bride wait in eager anticipation of that glorious day, not knowing the day or the hour that it will come.
所以已经订婚的新娘和新郎呢他们在非常喜悦的也是迫切的等待当中等待那荣耀的日子但是呢他们在等待当中并不知道那具体的时辰是什么时候。
The people of Galilee understood this when they heard Jesus speak of his return.
所以当时加利利的人听到耶稣传讲他的第二次再来信息的时候他们是非常明白耶稣在讲什么。
We're going to go back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 and then 42 through 44, to hear how Jesus describes this.
我们再将圣经翻回到马太福音，也就是我们今天一开始读经的内容。马太福音24章36节和42到44节。 马太福音二十四章三十六节。但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道， 子也不知道，唯独父知道。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
The Galilean father of the bridegroom always chose to tell his son in the middle of the night.
这个加利利的父亲呢，新郎的父亲，加利利的父亲常常选择告诉他儿子到底什么时候是那个时候，在半夜的时候。
The surprise element was intentional.
这个惊喜的元素呢是刻意的。
He would wake up his son and say, "It's time."
他会叫醒他的儿子说，时候到了。
The Galilean bridegroom would joyfully arise from his sleep and then find his shofar.
所以加利利的新郎呢就会欢欢喜喜地从他的睡梦当中起来，然后找到他的羊角。
He would blow it continually to call to the town and his bride that the day had come.
所以他会一直吹他的这个羊角号，一直吹到告诉全镇的人，也告诉他的新娘日子来了。
The image of a thief coming in the night is an illustration used multiple times in the New Testament writings.
在新约当中呢，我们可能已经关于这个贼来了，在夜间来的这个比喻呢，我们听了很多次。
The emphasis is for us to be ready for that day.
之所以用贼的这个信息呢，侧重点是让我们要随时警醒，要做好准备。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.Verses 1 through 3 to hear how Paul describes that day.
所以我们再来看看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章一到三节，保罗是怎么去描述关于这个比喻的。弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们。如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
The shofar that the bridegroom used the night he was coming for his bride was the trumpet of that day.
这个羊角呢，那天晚上这个新郎所用的，用来告诉他的新娘时候到了，其实是通过一个号角的方式来宣告那一天那个时辰到了。
Most of us are not familiar with the many ways a shofar is used during the high holy days of the Jewish New Year.
我们当中可能很多人对于这个犹太新年当中，他们有一段时间是叫做至圣日。这个至圣日当中，这个羊角号如何被使用，我们可能都非常的陌生。
I found a definition here of one of the ways it is used, and see how this applies to our focus this afternoon.
所以我在网上找到了一个这个方式之一，看看这个怎么今天能应用在我们身上。
This sound made by the shofar blower is called trua.
这个羊角号呢，吹这个羊角号有很多不同的方式。第三种这个有这样的响声的这个叫trua.
It involves 9 or more rapid fire or staccato blows.
所以这个吹的方式呢，它是九个或者更多的这种断断的，但是是连续的一些号角的声音，
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，
就像这个样子。
Think of it like an alarm clock that you can't hit snooze on.
所以想一想，这个声音呢，就好像你的闹钟，但是唯一不同的是，你没办法摁一个铃说让它推迟再响。
Trua is the wake up call.To the new year.
所以 Trua 呢，就是这个新年来到了一个叫什么起床铃。
The Galilean bride sleeping in her wedding dress is awakened by the sound of the shofar.
所以加利利的新娘呢，她其实那段时间她每天都穿着她的婚纱睡觉，所以她被新郎的这个羊角号所叫醒。
And so are her bridesmaids that have been sleeping at her home in anticipation of that day.
在他旁边的这些伴娘呢，也是那段时间一直住在他家里和他一起住，也是被这样的羊角号所叫醒。
Each member of the bridal party needed lamps and oil because this journey to meet the bridegroom and go to the appointed place of the wedding happened in the middle of the night.
所以这个新娘团的每一个成员呢，他们都需要这个灯和灯里的油，因为这样的一个被叫起来，然后去婚礼现场的这趟旅程呢，与新郎见面这个旅程是发生在半夜。
When the Galilean bridegroom and his groomsmen arrived, they would use a device called a litter.
当加利利的新郎和他的这个伴郎团来到的时候，他们会用一个就是那个设备，就好像中国的这个花轿这个轿子一样。
Do you know what the word litter means?
I try search. It's like maybe Chinese also have a similar.
Like a rickshaw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you explain that to them?
Yeah.就像中国的这种花轿，只是可能没有这种周围轿子周围的这个帘布，就是一个敞开的这样一个像担架一样的这个轿子。
And so the bridegroom, the bridesmen would pick up the litter and lift her off of the ground.
所以这个伴娘们伴郎就会几个伴郎就会将新娘从地上抬起来，让她坐在架子，让她把她抬起来。
And parade her through the city.
然后就是抬着她在城里转一圈。
This practice was referred to in that day as flying the bride.
所以这个当时的这样一个风俗习惯呢，在当时就叫做我不知道怎么翻译，我叫做明媒正娶，像娶回家一样。
Every day, all day long, we are called to be ready for his return.
所以每一天呢，我们每一天其实都被呼召要做好准备，准备耶稣再来。
Listen to what the scriptures say we can expect when he returns. This is 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 18.
我们再来听一听，圣经当中是如何来描述我们当如何期待耶稣的再来。这是在帖撒罗尼迦前书4:16-18。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Jesus taught with the intention of being fully understood.
所以耶稣当时用的这些比喻，用的这些话语，其实是他是有意用大家所熟悉的那些风俗习惯，所以他听众很容易理解他要说什么。
His audience was very familiar with this cultural practice.
所以他听众呢非常明白这样的一个文化风俗。
Please remember, it is not an individual that Jesus comes for, but the church.
大家请记得，耶稣，不管是第一次来还是第二次再来，他都不是为了某某单独一个人，乃是为了教会。
His bride，
就是他的新娘。
He's not only coming for you， but for all who believe and endure to the end。
他不是仅仅为你而来，他乃是为所有相信他的，并且愿意持守忍耐到底的人。
This highlights why it is important for us to love one another.
所以这也再次强调了为什么对于我们来说，我们彼此相爱是这么重要。
In this sanctuary, you are gathered with the beloved of God.
在这个教堂当中，在这个会众当中，我们聚集在一起，因为我们都是神所爱的。
May we show the honor and love for each other.
希望我们每一个人都能够显出对彼此的爱和尊重。
That the Lord calls us to because we are the beloved.
因为这是神所呼召我们要彼此相爱，因为我们是他所爱的。
Okay, back to today.
所以回到今天。
Did you know that over 70% of Christians today do not believe that Jesus is returning?
你们知不知道今天有调查研究显示有超过70%的基督徒并不相信耶稣会再来。
The pollsters have also documented that a greater number than that do not read the scriptures and don't believe The Bible is God's word.
民意调查甚至显示出，今天有超过刚刚所说的70%，乃是有更多的人，他们今天已经不读圣经了。今天他们已经不相信圣经是神的话。
And that's the Christians.
这就是今天基督徒的一个状态。
Do you believe God loves you with an everlasting love?
你到底相不相信神以永远的爱爱你呢？
I pray you believe it.
我祷告希望你们每个人都相信。
That is what the scriptures proclaim.
这就是圣经所宣告的。
Do you understand that you are loved with the intensity of a bridegroom waiting for his wedding day?
你们到底明不明白你们是如此的被爱，爱着好像一个新郎，那样强烈的爱在等待，去迎娶他的新娘，直到那个婚嫁的那一天，婚娶的那一天，是那样强烈的爱。
The scriptures also affirm this truth.
圣经也再次肯定了这样的一个真相。
That is why the scriptures tell us that he is jealous for us.
所以这也是为什么圣经一再强调神是一个忌邪的，嫉妒的神。
I pray that this truth invades our hearts.
我祷告这样的一个真相今天能够触摸我们每一个人的心肠。
And we come to understand.And appreciate that we are to love God because He loved us first.
我希望我们今天都能够明白，并且感恩，我们要爱神，因为他先爱了我们。
If your love for God has grown cold,
如果今天你对神的爱已经变冷淡了，
I encourage you to fan the flame with this truth that Jesus is returning to take you to His Father's house.
我鼓励你今天将那你起初对神的爱心能够被眺望，是通过这样一个真相，耶稣会第二次再来，来接你回到天父的家中。
Because he loves you, and he wants you to share in his glory.
因为他爱你，他想要和你在他的荣耀当中一同分享。
I pray this truth becomes so real to you.
我祷告求这个真相这个事实这个根基能够今天能够活化在你们每一个人面前。
That all fear associated with the end times,
以至于，今天所有关于末世的这样的一个惧怕
would be banished and you would not be able to contain the good news.
那些惧怕会烟消云散你不会阻挡福音的广传福音在你身上起功效。
This is a great way to explain our faith, expressing the deep love that God has, which longs to be with his beloved forever.
这就是我们今天一个很好的方式怎么样去解释我们的信仰并且来表达回应我们对神的爱。
I invite you.
我邀请你们。
Take time.
花一些时间。
Search and read the scriptures.
每天来读来查考圣经。
Meditate on them.
来默想他们。
With this great truth in mind.
通过记住我们今天所讲的这个真相，神何等的爱你这个真相来查考，来默想，来阅读圣经。
Jesus is coming back for his bride, and it could be any day now.
耶稣会第二次再来，来接他的新娘，而且这会是在随时随地都会来。
My wife's name is Ebel.
我太太叫伊贝尔。
When Ebel and I first spoke about getting married, we agreed that divorce was not an option.
当我们第一次谈到要结婚，我们就有一个认同，有一个约定，说离婚不是一个选项。
I believe that commitment we made to each other was honored by God as He brought us through some tough times.
我相信我们当初所立下的这个这个约定，我们对彼此所有的这样的一个委身承诺是被神所喜悦的。所以因为有着神这样的喜悦，他带领我们走过很多艰难的日子。
We are devoted to each other.
我们向彼此委身。
And this Wednesday we will celebrate 36 years of marriage.
这个周三将迎来我和我太太的36年结婚纪念日。
Unfortunately, many people have believed the gospel for a short while.
很不幸的，很多人相信福音呢，只是相信了短短的一段时间。
But as they encounter tough times, they have fallen away from the faith.
当他们遇到艰难的处境的时候，他们就离开了他们所信的。
Jesus told us this would happen in the last days.
耶稣也曾经预言这样的事情会在末日那段时间会发生。
These are difficult days for people all around the world.
现在可能对全世界的所有人来说都是比较困难的日子。
We are called to live faithfully to the end.
我们被呼召要忍耐到底。
May it never, never cross our minds to be unfaithful to the Lord and consider separating from Him.
我希望要离弃神的这个想法从来都不在你的脑子里闪过，说要和神分开。
If you've never known the deep love God has for you,
如果你从来不知道神对你那么深沉的爱，
we pray that you would respond as He draws you by His kindness.
我祷告今天你可以对他对你的这样的慈爱能够有个回应。
And that you would seek Him through prayer.
你可以来通过祷告来寻求他。
A committed Christian or pastor.
可以通过一个委身的基督徒或者牧师。
And by reading His word.
和通过读他的话语，圣经。
So I leave you with a reminder of the three greatest things that Jesus taught us, so we will be prepared for His return.
所以，今天在结束之前，我要提醒大家三件事，耶稣曾经教导我们如何来预备。等着他再来的日子。
How many people like to use a to-do list?
是不是每个人都喜欢列一下这个要做的清单？
Do these things.
所以就做一做下面这张清单上的事情。
Love God.
爱神。
This is the great commandment.
这是最大的诫命。
Make this your first priority.
让这个成为你最大的优先次序。
Love people.
爱人。
This is like the first commandment.
这个是第一个诫命。
One way to show our love for God is to obey His command to love one another.
如何来显示出我们爱神，就是通过爱我们周边的人。
Make disciples.
第三个就是带领门徒。
The return of Jesus will be a horrible day for the many people that have never known Him.
耶稣的再来对于很多不相信的人来说可能是非常恐怖的。
This is the great commission of Jesus.
所以耶稣曾经留下一个大使命。
There is great joy in heaven for every sinner who turns to Jesus.
所以耶稣的大使命就是要带领门徒带人来相信他。这个在天上当每一个罪人回到来成为基督徒的时候，成为耶稣的跟随者的时候，天上都满了喜悦。
In this way, may you be committed to your bridegroom Jesus.
通过这样的方式，希望你能够对你的新郎耶稣能够有委身。
I understand that the party in heaven is like nothing you've ever experienced or could imagine.
我相信在天堂上的这样一个婚宴是你所从未经历也无法想象的这样一个婚宴。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come in Jesus' name.
天父耶稣，我们一起来到你的面前。
And we thank you for the truth of how you love us eternally.
我们感谢你是信实的，你如此来爱我们。
We know when we have been unfaithful.
我们知道当我们对你不信实的时候，我们背逆的时候。
Yet you are faithful.
但是你是信实的。
It is difficult for us as humans.
可能很多时候我们作为人有很多的软弱。
To understand how you could love us this way.
可能很多时候我们没法用我们的逻辑来明白你是何等的爱我们。
But for many of us, our spirit jumps for joy when we hear this message.
但是我们每一个人的灵有你的圣灵在我们里面，因为听到今天的信息而欢喜雀跃。
I pray that you would remind us tomorrow.
我求你，恳求你，你明天也来提醒我们。
And for the rest of our days.
还有我们剩下的在世上的日子，每一天你都来提醒我们。
That all of us together,
我们作为一个教会，一个很多肢体在一起的一个身体，
are destined to be with you forever.
我们能够忍耐坚持到底，一直直到你再来的日子。
That is our living hope.
这是我们每一天的盼望。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢你，天父。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。